You're listening to SBS News.
Announcing the budget is back in the black and Australia's back on track, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has handed down the Coalition's pre-election budget.
For the first time in 12 years, our nation is again paying its own way. We have made real progress, but we know the job is not done.
The government must take the country to an election before the end of May, so the budget this year is a month earlier than usual. Announcing a budget surplus of $7.1 billion, Mr. Frydenberg says it's budget discipline that's brought a $55 billion turnaround from the deficit the Coalition inherited 6 years ago. And he's promising more fiscal discipline, while at the same time offering to reduce taxes.
Tonight, I am announcing the next stage in our economic plan to make Australia even stronger. Building more infrastructure to relieve the congestion in our cities. Equipping more workers with better skills to meet future needs. And lowering taxes. Because we want Australians to earn more and we want Australians to keep more of what they earn.
The Treasurer says two significant changes will deliver $158 billion of additional tax relief. The first doubles the low and middle income tax offset from the 2018-19 financial year.
Taxpayers earning up to $126,000 a year, including teachers, tradies and nurses, will receive a tax cut. For a single income family, this means $1,080 in your pocket per year. And for families on a dual income, this is up to $2,160 per year in your pocket. This is money that could go towards the monthly mortgage payment. This is money that could go towards the quarterly energy bill. And this is money that could go towards the yearly car insurance.
He says more than 10 million taxpayers will be affected and they'll feel the benefit almost immediately when tax returns for the 2018-19 year are submitted in 13 weeks. The second measure lowers the current 32.5% tax rate to 30% from the 1st of July 2024. It would affect taxpayers earning between $45,000 and $200,000, meaning 94% of taxpayers would pay no more than 30 cents in the dollar. He says after the changes, the top 5% of taxpayers will pay one-third of all income tax collected, and someone earning $200,000 will pay 10 times as much tax as someone on $45,000. The budget also contains additional tax relief for small and medium-sized businesses by cutting their taxes to 25% and increasing their access to finance with a new $2 billion fund. The instant asset write-off schemes to be increased from $25,000 to $30,000 and will expand to businesses with a turnover of up to $50 million. Mr. Frydenberg also announced increased infrastructure spending to $100 billion over the decade.
We will deliver new infrastructure projects to ease congestion in our cities, to unlock the potential of our regions, to better manage population growth, and to improve safety on our roads.
Spending on the Urban Congestion Fund will increase from $1 billion to $4 billion, while he says fast rail is a priority.
To make this vision a reality, we are providing $2 billion in this budget for fast rail between Melbourne and Geelong, slashing travel times in half. Work is underway to develop fast rail corridors in other areas, Sydney to Wollongong, Newcastle, Bathurst, Orange and Parkes, Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast, Melbourne to Shepparton, Traralgon and Wodonga.
Declaring people are Australia's most valuable asset, Treasurer Frydenberg announced $525 million for a new skills package.
We will create 80,000 new apprenticeships. In industries with skills shortages, We will double incentive payments to employers to $8,000 per placement. And these new apprentices, including bakers, bricklayers, carpenters and plumbers, will also receive a $2,000 incentive payment.
He also homed in on an area Labor's flagged as a key policy concern in the lead-up to the federal election in May.
While money is important, so too is the quality of education afforded to all Australians. Under our government, funding for public, independent and Catholic schools is at an all-time high. And will continue to grow substantially in the decade ahead. We are committing around $300 billion to all schools, a total increase of 63%.
Health is another stated opposition priority, and the Treasurer has committed more than $80 billion in that direction, pointing out the health spend has increased every year the Coalition has been in government. Mental health services for young people get a boost, while aged care is to receive $725 million for 10,000 new home care packages and extra financial support for residential care. The budget also sets aside $500 million for a Royal Commission into the mistreatment of people with disability. In the vexed area of climate change, Josh Frydenberg says there'll be a $3.5 billion climate solutions package. $2 billion of that will go to what he calls practical emission reduction activities, working with farmers and Indigenous communities.
Through our measures, as we have done in the past, we will beat our international emissions reduction targets.
Commending his budget to the House, Josh Frydenberg made a clear and unambiguous pitch for votes next month.
The Australian people can trust that under the Coalition, the economy will always be stronger, allowing you and your family to get ahead. That under the Coalition, our borders will always be more secure. That under the Coalition, there will always be more jobs and lower taxes. And that under the Coalition, essential services will always be guaranteed.
Nikki Canning, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.